Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Chet Buchanan Before the Show Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, let's go ahead and take a rip at this thing.
Howdy.
Let's go ahead.
Let's do it.
Go. No, I'm fired up. I'm on one today.
You don't want any
part of it.
Does that mean you got some rust this weekend?
No, absolutely not.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
No. Like, what's your deal?
Nothing. I'm cool.
Nothing. No.
Yeah.
We're just not as fired up as you right now.
No. Because Kayla and I were talking, and you were just kind of honestly, I looked over and I got this.
Well, you said you're all fired up. You don't even want any part of this. I'm like, okay, I don't want any part of this. I'll be over here.
Fair enough. No, fair enough. Good weekend?
It was a great weekend. Lots of P1s. I was out twice this weekend doing like station stuff, and so many P1s came out.
I want to warn against this.
Yes, I know.
It will be very easy to be overwhelmed by and make our entire lives about this.
Yeah.
I want to warn against basing the entire show around, you know, the eight people that actually pay attention. I want to be careful with that.
I agree with you.
But
they,
Kayla first. She was in the midst of a thought. Kayla first. Yes.
It was just fun meeting
just all
the
people. Well, so all the because of the P1 power rankings.
Yes.
Now it is energized. It has energized the super hardcore of the show. Were you already gone when we did this? No.
We talked about it, but I didn't know you guys were going full into it. And then my Twitter exploded. So yeah. I was like, I'll get back to this.
Lil Jess is back, ladies and gentlemen.
I know. I love
it. Very comforting. Trent did a wonderful job. You did a great job training him. But it's always just good to have your buddy back.
Yeah. Hey, thank you. It's good to be back.
But in politics, this is called energizing the base.
Yes.
And we have.
Yeah, that's the truth. So, Kayla, where were you? Did this all start on Friday for you?
Friday afternoon, I was at Cricket Wireless on the east side, and a bunch of folks came out. It started literally right at 4:01. Big Mike came out. Wayne the Flagger, P1 Wayne the Flagger, who is the top of the preliminary standings right now, came by.
Well, the P1 power rankings, we did a preseason, so when you left. Yeah. P1 Power Rankings, we did a preseason poll. And Wayne the Flagger, were you here for that? Wayne the Flagger turned out number one. See, so much has happened.
Yes. It's such a short time.
Our lives have changed ever so slightly. Last week, remember when Hannah from Northtown started calling in on the first pick?
Uh-huh.
And I just made the offhand comment of if we were ranking our listeners, she'd be moving up the charts. Spence goes, dude, we got to do this. In fact, I really do believe it was the only time in his life that he's ever duded me.
Yeah, I did dude him.
And I believe he duded me. And he goes, we got to do this. And I was like, okay, we're going to do it. And so then it was, so the initial idea was it was going to be a podcast. What is podcasting? Because it's a little what we like to call internally in the show. It's a little inside baseball.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A lot of people don't really give a rip about this. I don't think. And I may be wrong on this one because it seems like there's a few people that care. So we did the quote unquote, the preseason, whatever it was, the preseason P1 power rankings. And we said who our top five, our top five best listeners.
Uh-huh.
Does anybody have the list around? Anywhere
Wayne
close?
Wayne the Flagger came in.
No, I know. I want to go number five to number one. Just anybody has the list. No, we all know. No one will ever forget that Wayne the Flagger is number one and that Jesse the Show Filler is number two. No, well, it doesn't. I mean, do you have it? Yes.
I'm trying to pull it up right now. I can't get it in front of me.
I don't have it either.
So,
does anybody remember who was number five?
No, I don't.
See?
Hold on. I'm getting it for you right now.
Well, it must not be that important then. You know what I mean? If we don't remember, then it's not that big a deal. Is it DLK?
Might be.
Possibly.
No, you know who it was? Oh, no, Joel Franklin was receiving votes.
Yes, he was.
Hot Chick Val received votes.
Yes.
So in any event, we ended up ranking the top five P1s, the P1s that actually, the people that actually listen on purpose. And it, as Spence noted, energized the base. I'm making air quotes. It's energized the base because now there are a number of people that are angling. Ran into Andrew Brannon last night. Andrew's the dude that for Halloween a couple years ago dressed up like Richard Sherman. And he looks like he's long. He's got long braids, got the really long braids. Andrew's a great guy. And he goes, can I get into the also receiving votes? Can I get an also receiving votes?
That's awesome.
Just out of nowhere. So it made people like kind of get excited.
Yeah.
They did.
So who else did you run into this week?
Also Gabriella, who I've never met. I guess she won a couple of times. She's won a couple of times in the show, but she showed up to Cricket Wireless on Friday afternoon to hang out for a little bit.
And people come. You know, people show up. I mean, that's why they have us out to stuff, because people show up. But I mean, I'm trying to kind of stick to the hardcore part of this.
Yeah.
Who else was angling to try and up there? Because a lot of the people were going, did you notice that every single one of your social media posts got liked by all of the P1s because they want to make sure that we see them?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Who else showed up to see you?
We had Jon Stewart came by, and then I saw DLK, Deanna Lee Kaiser, came through, and then who else?
And was this all on Friday?
Reyes.
Was this all on Friday?
No, this was Saturday. A couple of the names you'll recognize there. So, and then Rob Reyes.
Where were you on Saturday?
Cookie Cutters Haircuts for Kids.
Got it. Oh, look at that. So there's the official preseason power rankings. The one person who wasn't here is the one person who has the information. That's funny. Go ahead. Who do you have? So who was number five?
Number five, Michelle Cable.
Uh-huh.
Number four.
Slow down, everybody. Michelle Cable, who always has a better weekend than you do. And I think we were just kind of caught up in it because she had been on the phone earlier that day.
Yeah, and that was everybody had a personal reason for certain people, like Hot Chick Val. She's a hot chick, so I'm like, she's got to be in the top five. And then you went with Michelle Cable because it's like old.
She was my legacy pick. She was my legacy pick. She's been she gets in the founders category.
Yes.
All right, who was number four?
DLK, Deanna Lee Kaiser.
Yeah, DLK, and she's active.
Yes,
she's active, and that makes a lot of sense. The DLK, and by the way, I'm pretty sure she doesn't go out in public without wearing a Chet Buchanan show shirt.
True.
So I mean, that's well earned. That's well earned. Who's number three?
Queen of the first pick, Brandy P.
Of course, Queen of the first pick. I mean, how can she not be in the top five?
She's amazing. Yeah.
Now, of those people, so far, you only saw DLK this weekend.
I only saw DLK. Yes.
Trying to think, I didn't see anybody.
I didn't have a function or anything, so I didn't see anybody.
I had functions, but it was somewhat specific.
Right.
Who was number two?
Number two, Jesse, the show filler.
I screwed him. I screwed him over. He probably should have been number one.
Ah.
He had a chance to be number one, but I voted him in at number five. And you guys both had him at number one and number two, right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I am at number one. I think you had him at number two.
You had him at number two.
Yeah, I think so.
And I screwed him with the number five. I didn't mean to. It just happened. And meanwhile, he was in Spokane, Washington, showing off a Chet Buchanan Show shirt and listening on radio.com.
Ooh.
And for future pleasure, he has done a song.
Future pleasure?
Yeah.
Well,
he did his own version of Taylor Swift. That you haven't heard yet.
Which Taylor Swift?
The new one. And
you need to calm down?
Yeah. Basically touting his P1 credentials and put it on YouTube. He wants to put it on Twitter. He emailed me over the weekend and said, just in case I don't get this up on Monday, I want to make sure you have it. I've given it to Jess. So I wasn't sure if it was something we're going to listen to today.
Oh, get that in right now.
On the P1 podcast when we do the P1 power rankings on Tuesday.
Huh? Chet Buchanan Show before the show exclusive coming up.
Pretty funny.
And then number one is Wayne the Flagger.
Who I saw this weekend.
Number one is Wayne the Flagger. Wanted to make sure that he's, and by the way, out of all these people, maybe the most competitive about this.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. So he came out and wanted to, because in my power rankings, you guys both listed him at number one with the preliminary votes.
Yeah, yeah.
And I ranked him at number two, and he wanted to come ask me why he was at number two on the list. And I said, it was a terrible oversight. I'm
was
sorry.
It? No, stand your ground. Don't be bullied. Don't be bullied into changing your vote.
Well, it doesn't matter. He's still at number one on the universal list. So it doesn't matter anyway.
May I also throw in that we may need to expand the P1 power rankings to a top 10?
No.
No? You want to keep it five?
No way. No way. I thought about that too. And then I went, that's the easy way out. That's the way we do it so we don't get yelled at so much.
No, because you get to expand the universe and then you get to see them jockey and move in position.
Yeah, but you know what? It's just like a lot of other things. It's the wussification of America.
Ah.
And you know what? Oh, well, there's people who are upset. Let's make it 10. No way, man. Fight for what you want.
Get into that top five.
I don't know what any of that means, yeah. But I thought it was funny anyway.
Still funny.
Anyway, much love. And then I promise that we are not going to allow the entire show to be dominated by it. 5:45 in the morning, we've got it out of our system.
The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
As I noted earlier, it'll be really easy to let this whole P1 Power Rankings thing get out of control and just take over the show. But that's why doing it now before the show, allowing this to kind of do its deal. Wayne the Flagger, who is currently ranked number one in the heading into the week number one of the P1 Power Rankings. The podcast will be up by noon tomorrow with the first official week of P1 Power Rankings.
Yeah.
But going into the season, Wayne the Flagger is ranked number one and would like to say something about his ranking, or at least that's what it says on my screen here. So, yes, Wayne the Flagger, the floor is yours, sir.
Thank you very much. I would just like to say that preseason does matter. I am the first number one, and I love the morning zoo.
Okay. All right, good. My favorite part was when was shortly after it came out. He goes, "Glad to see I'm number one, and glad to see that they finally got one right." I was very appreciative of that.
I like the online thing between he and Jay Stu, where John Stewart, who's not in the rankings right now, saying we should have a meetup at a certain place, and then Wayne saying, "I hope you can do it when I'm not working." And then Jason goes, "No, I'm here to win this. We're going to make sure it's while you're working."
While you're working. Yeah. And then a couple other people are like, "No, I can do lunch." No, that's good. I can do lunch instead.
Funny.
So, don't make me take the day off. I will.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Welcome back, Lil Jess.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
So my goodness, what did you take Thursday, Friday last week off? What did you do?
Spent the whole time celebrating my son's birthday. So Kisses, glow-in-the-dark mini golf thing at the Rio.
I remember that's where you were starting.
That's where we started. And then we ended yesterday with Toy Story 4. In between all that, it's the beach. We had dumplings in our Arcadia.
Which beach? Where'd you go to the beach?
I believe it was Manhattan.
It was all a blackout.
Yeah.
Can't remember.
Just go.
No, and California had the best weather. It was overcast the whole time, 70s. A lot of humidity, though.
Ugh.
You know, because we can feel it instantly.
And then you went and saw the grandparents?
The family? The family was with us, and a pool party at my aunt's house. So that was nice.
Nice.
And you went to Khalid.
Yes, and I went to Khalid with him. Mm-hmm.
You had a few days.
Yeah.
Feel rested and relaxed? And
I
ready
do.
To go.
I was ready to go this morning.
If you had to pick one thing out of all of that, what do you pick?
Ooh, that's a good question because I was over here kind of marinating on that.
You want to think about it?
I would just say being with him and
that's a cop out. That's a weak answer. You've got to choose. You have to choose.
Okay, fine.
Because you
Let
know what?
Get down to it.
Because I was about to do the same thing and I just told myself, I just said, you can't do that.
You gotta pick.
Gotta choose one.
I got it then. Okay, let's move the kid to the side.
Yes.
It's having juicy pork dumplings at Din Tai Fung in Arcadia.
Bang.
That's it.
Bang. I'll take you to China Mama, too. We'll,
Ooh, China Mama's food.
Yeah, China. We know. Yeah, we're due for a show outing to China Mama. Bang. Kayla, absolute best part of your weekend?
I met Logan, P1 Logan, out at Cookie Cutter Haircuts for Kids on Saturday. And he was just the sweetest little boy. They got there right at 10 o'clock when I got there and got his hair cut. And then they hung out all afternoon until we did the raffle drawing. So it was just fun meeting his family. But he was just the sweetest boy ever.
Kick the baby fever in?
No. I'm really good Aunt Kayla. And so I play that role very well when they come visit, like at gigs and everything. Like, I'm pretty good Aunt Kayla. So it was nice meeting them.
It's good to give them back.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's always good
you
to
are
give
so
them
much
back.
Fun. Now, here is your mother.
Yes. Now you, yes, now you become annoying. Here, go back to mom. Spence, absolute best part of your weekend.
I played a bunch of Pai Gow.
You're so funny.
It's so weird.
What is Pai Gow?
It's a table game.
Okay.
It's a version of poker. And I stumbled upon it because a friend of ours, Mark, likes playing it. And you can put like $40 down and you play a $5 table. And you push a lot. You break even a lot. So you can play for hours and not even lose a dime.
And it's social. Because it goes slow. And if you get the right group of people at a table, it can be very social.
It can be. Especially we play a table that's it's an open hand. So you can see the dealer's cards. There are the original version of it, you don't. It's a little more risky and a little more gambly. It's just fun.
Yeah, because normally you're not supposed to talk to people.
I played at Red Rock and I played at
Oh my God, multiple places?
Oh my God.
We just went and just ended up at a table. But seriously, 2 hours will go by and you're like, wow, I'm up $15. but I am up.
Yes, but you are up. Awesome. You are not down.
Yeah.
I love this. Your descent into being a degenerate is like awesome.
Well, no, it's actually an ascent to not being a degenerate because I didn't really lose any money.
This is all true.
He's playing it not to. He's just playing a game so he can play a game as opposed to lose it. I get what you're doing.
Yeah, no,
I like
that's
it.
No, that's good.
The descent as I get older is I will go then into pennies. Where I'm getting excited because I just won 36 cents.
Yeah, that $5 table, you're going to be like, oh, that's too rich for my blood. You'll say things like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so Friday night trauma intervention program, the TIP people, who I love, hosted that. See, they're three completely different things.
I know, I do.
That's the problem. No, that is the problem. I almost did the whole thing where I was like, I just had a really great weekend and everyone's fantastic in world peace. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're breaking your own rules, you clown. So come up with it. Aces Saturday night. Loud and rowdy crowd. Aces smoke Dallas. Did I not guarantee
a
win?
It. Yes, you did.
Yep. Guaranteed that win. Thank God it came true. Then last night, though, the Mrs. Nevada pageant. The only reason why that was so great was there was just a long time for the judges and the auditor and everybody to do their thing. And I literally was tap dancing on stage for a solid 10, maybe 15 minutes.
Dang.
And it's such a rush. But I'm gonna say Aces game Saturday.
Yeah.
Only because we just had a blast. And the show was solid from start to finish.
Good.
You know, our off the court part. Playing Seattle tomorrow night and Indiana on Saturday. Come to an Aces game. You'll be hooked. You'll be back. So, what was the absolute best part of your weekend? 702-364-9898. We've got NBA Summer League tickets. We've got Aces tickets for Saturday night. That's Pride Night at Mandalay Bay Event Center. We've got Cowabunga Bay tickets. Temperatures back in triple digits starting today. And here comes the heat.
Yep.
Or Fandango promo cards, good for two people to go see whatever movie you want to go see whenever you want to go see
awesome.
It. Obviously, some restrictions apply, but those aren't very many. So what do you want to choose? 702-364-9898.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
The absolute best part of your weekend at 702-364-9898. We'll start with Karina in Green Valley. What was the best part of your weekend?
Oh, man, Khalid, thanks to you guys.
Oh, cool. Oh,
what was the best part of that show? What sticks out where you went, oh, my God, this is amazing?
Oh, I love music. Dude, he was just amazing. He's amazing.
He was so amazing, you were at a loss for words.
Lil Jess, what was the best part of that show for you at Khalid? Like Love Lies? Was Love Lies the best part?
I mean, all your radio hits, they're good. But it was nice hearing all of his album, period. Because I have never listened to the album, just the radio hits, because he has so many. But to hear the rest of the songs, and I think the biggest thing I took away was all of his fans singing every single lyric. That was awesome.
You know what, though? At concerts, I'm exactly the opposite. When they go, hey, here's our new song that we got coming out, I'm like, oh, time to go get a drink.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I want to hear, you know, like, I want to hear the songs that I do know.
Yeah.
And the ones, you know, everything. Hey,
I'm right there with you.
Hey, we just wrote a song. It's our first time playing it. Oh, got to pee. I'm like out at that point. Oh, excuse me. I do not have the proper music playing. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the queen of the first pick.
Good morning.
In the
My Lord.
Chet Buchanan Show preseason P1 Power Rankings, ranked number 3. And you know what I love about Brandy? Happy to be there. Yeah. Happy to be mentioned.
Right.
Just happy to be mentioned. Also stirred everybody up. Oh, wait, no. Was it Jesse, the show filler, that started with his resume? They put a collage of pictures.
I have to add to it as well, yes.
Yeah, and then Brandy went, oh, we're doing this, are we?
Yep.
And put pictures up with everybody. What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
Yesterday, I just hung out with surrogate champion Angie. You know, we've been best friends for 18 years and just having, you know, being best friends as teenagers. And, like, we have our kids now that are going to be best friends when they're 1 and 2 years old. It's just fun to see them interact and have fun. And
that's fun.
That's cute.
How's your summer so far?
Hot. No, it's good. No, I love it. You know, I'm doing summer school. I have a week and a half left and I'm running it, which is kind of cool because I'm a boss. And,
yeah, you are.
You know, then after that, just, you know, vacation and then, you know, back to school in August.
Are we not already a third of the way through?
Just about. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Today's the 24th. So yeah, we're almost third of the way through already. All right, There she goes, the queen of the first pick, Brandy. Have a great day, Brandy. Hang on one second. Jesse, the show, all these people that are trying to move up in this P1 power ranking thing are on the phone. Hello, DLK from Blue Diamond.
Good morning.
Hey, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
Seeing Kayla at Cookie Cutter.
Sure.
We had the best photo shoot. We set up the KLUC banner, and basically Deanna and I ended up having a photo shoot for a good 10 minutes there where I was like, she's so shorter than me. So I was like, I got to squat down and have these photos. And then it was just a weird coincidence, but it was fun.
Awesome. What was okay, now let's take the suck up answer out of the way. What was the second best part of your weekend?
Khalid.
Okay, good. No, that's awesome.
That's the right order, yeah.
What was the best part of that show for you?
All of it, just being there and listening to music. Yeah, I'm a music person too, and there's nothing better than going to a concert. So.
I've realized that question you'll never get a straight answer to.
No, because he's not like Pink. He's not doing some Cirque du Soleil stuff as he comes down into the arena or anything.
That's what I was curious about. Like, does he dance around? Because he had dancers, I saw. But yeah, like,
he dances. He does a little two-step.
Okay.
Yeah, his whole shuffle setup was awesome. I love that. While he was dancing, he was on the floor. Like, the screen was on the floor. Obviously, everyone couldn't see it. Anyone who was in general admission couldn't see that screen. But all of us that were at the top, you can watch the show on the floor. It was that
when you
was
say,
cool.
When you say he's doing the two-step, is it like the white boy wedding slide to slide?
He's got
feet
a little
together,
rhythm.
Feet
he's got
together.
A little
well, no, is it, yeah, not, I mean, rhythm, but just like in creativity. Just feet together.
Yeah.
The Forrest Gump.
Yes.
No?
You know, he'd be really awesome if MTV still does the Unplugged.
Right.
He'd be great.
Oh,
it would
be amazing.
Yeah.
Just, he'd be amazing. Let us go to Keith. What was the absolute best part of your weekend, brother?
Celebrating my birthday.
Happy birthday. What did you do? So what did you do?
Just stay home and swim.
Stayed home and did what?
Go swimming.
Oh, went swimming.
Oh, I thought you said swung, like you were like swinging with people. And I'm like, oh my God, why would you admit that?
In my mind, when he said stayed home, I thought he was going to say smoked. Oh. And I didn't know. Well, happy birthday, man. Michelle Cable, who always has a better weekend than you, what was the absolute best part of your weekend?
Aces game. I've never been to an Aces game, and we had a blast with these little ladies that were Buccaneers. They're so cute. And it was very fun. And I was trying to get your attention across from you.
I was going
to
say, you must be right across from me because I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, totally across. They put these giant glasses on whenever the refs make a bad call. They're hilarious.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So Buccaneers. Okay, so Buckets is the mascot.
Okay.
And it's a rabbit. Because they're the Aces, and I don't know.
Yeah, he's Buckets. In the hole. It's a rabbit. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Okay, sure.
And so he's the mascot. And then there's two. You know one of these ladies. Her name is Carmen. And she and her friend wear rabbit ears and they're buckets babes. And I'm telling you, the Aces funny. Games are, and I know I'm biased and I know I'm part of it, so it sounds like I'm full of it and I'm shilling for the Aces. It's, and I guess I kind of am, but we're having a ball.
It's a lot of fun.
And I've done sports my entire adult life. I mean, I've been involved with a lot of stuff.
Right.
Outside of doing the Seahawks, this has been the most fun that I can recall.
Cool.
I mean, it's great. And the Rebel games are always great, you know, and stuff like that. But this is just, it's different and it's a blast.
All right.
So.
And when they sing the Star Spangled Banner, they still yell nice. In the stadium.
Yes,
it is awesome.
However,
amazing.
However, there are people that are right behind me. There's a woman right behind me that makes her so mad. And so they're going, get approved through that. And then everybody goes, nice! And she goes, it's not a hockey game. It's awesome. Well, I'll keep a closer eye out for you next time. Send me a text.
I will.
All right, hang on one second. And we would be remiss if we did not give him some airtime. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesse, the show fella.
Hey.
Welcome,
hey.
Sir. What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
All right, man. So, obviously, coming back and seeing my family after being gone in Washington all week. But the second best part was coming home to all of this Twitter mania of these P1 rankings. So, I had to sit back, see how everybody played it out, see everybody's number 10 game. And then this one goes to 11.
You know what? I'm appreciative. You're and fun, Jesse, man. Jesse doesn't always call in to the show.
No.
This will help him. This will help him as we move forward in the first, in week one of the P1 Power Rankings that will come out tomorrow.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
Jeff Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess on 98.5 KLUC.
It's the most ridiculous thing. I've had more people weigh in on the whole butter controversy in the last couple of minutes. And my wife reminds me, because part of a 177-second survey, do you store fridge or no fridge? And we started, for example, with butter. Do you store it in the fridge or do not? My wife reminds me that most of our butter is stored in the fridge. However, there is some butter that is left out so that it is nice and soft when you need it.
Oh, gotcha. Very nice. Okay.
It's
very funny because I have butter in the fridge, but it's a soft butter based with canola oil, so
sure.
It's soft when
so
I
it's
use
always
it.
Soft, so you don't have to worry soft. About it. You don't have to worry yeah. about it. We could just do the entire 177-second survey on
butter.
Boy, what a
salted or unsalted, Chet.
Oh God,
what a ridiculous show.
He was kidding.
Honestly, you want to talk about a show about nothing? You want to talk about this? About that being the case. But it's three, well, we hope for three topics. Usually we only make it through two. But it's 3 seconds less than 3 minutes. It's a 177-second survey. And it starts right now. No one-word answers, too.
Got it.
All right, here we go. Fridge or no fridge? Apples, do you keep them in the fridge or no, Lil Jess?
No, not in the fridge.
I guess you can do one-word answers for this. But Kayla, fridge or no fridge apples?
Absolutely. I like them in the fridge, nice and cold.
Spence?
Nope.
No fridge. Apples. Fridge or no fridge ketchup after it's opened. Fridge or no fridge.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
It must go in the fridge.
Yeah, I think so too. Bread, fridge or no fridge?
No. We did growing up, I kept the bread in the fridge, but now we just keep it in our microwave.
I like it fresh, right on the bread basket.
On the counter.
On the counter.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I like it soft, not in the fridge.
Not in the fridge. Mm-mm. We don't eat bread in our house. No, nothing. No comments.
No.
Okay, because that's the only. Yeah. That's the only reason I did that.
Oh God!
But when we do have bread, I want to say, it depends on how long we've had it.
Mm.
Usually, no fridge, but sometimes fridge.
When
it's getting
later
sense?
On in the yeah.
Yeah, when it's starting to reach its half life. Peanut butter, fridge or no fridge? I know people that do keep it in the fridge. We do not.
No fridge for me.
We do peanut butter and jelly together, like the swirls ones.
Yeah.
And so we have to keep it
so
in the fridge.
You have to keep that in the fridge.
No, I like it smooth and soft.
Uh-huh. Avocados, fridge or no fridge?
Don't eat avocados. Don't know.
What?
Yeah, avocados on the counter.
Not in the fridge.
Not in the fridge. I believe fridge. I believe.
Yeah.
Tomatoes, fridge or no fridge?
Fridge.
I don't eat tomatoes.
What?
I know.
No, eggs, fridge or no fridge?
Fridge.
Oh, fridge.
No, fridge. Oh, no, my God, is it savage?
Well, no. Have you ever been to a farm? There's no fridge.
That is very true.
No one in, like, European countries, they don't do...
Interesting.
Yeah, they don't.
Think about that.
Okay, so Cardi B has now officially been indicted for the strip club thing.
Yeah.
For the strip club fight. Obviously, I don't think any of us ever been in or seen a strip club fight, although I'd love to hear that story. But what was the... Kayla's like, yes, I have. All right, that's another story for another time.
Tampa.
Yes. However, when was the last bar fight that you either A, participated in, or B, saw? Spence.
3 or 4 years ago at a B-Dubs, dude was drunk, removed his shirt, knocked over a bunch of chairs, and that was about it. He was escorted out.
What is it with the removing of the shirt? My last one was Monday Night Football at Al's Garage back in the day.
Okay.
Yeah, and dude, all of a sudden they square up. One guy, he got punched in the mouth, and then he backed up and ripped his shirt off. I think he was the boyfriend of a former employee here, as I recall. And he steps back. And he took his shirt off and wanted to fight the whole place.
What is that?
I don't know what
it is. Last one. We're running out of time.
Oh,
go.
I was at a PT's a few months ago, and some guy tried to. And then other guy walked up, grabbed him by the back of the neck, and said, "You're not fighting here."
Most important question. Shirt on or shirt off?
Shirt on.
Yeah. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5. Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 90.5.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
So it's the story today, good feeling story of the day, about this guy named Alan Pierce. He is an intensive care unit nurse in Paradise, California. And last year, he completely risked his life to save his patients from that camp fire, the deadliest wildfire in California history.
Yes.
He used his very own Toyota Tundra to shuttle patients to safety when the fire started spreading and got just a little bit too close to the hospital.
We got all the patients out of the hospital and headed down the road. It was just constant explosions, and cars are trying to go around on the side and bursting into flames, and people are getting out of their burning cars and running down the middle of the road. And I was just sitting in my car and thought it was like, you know, we're getting close to the end here. Recorded my video for my friends and family and like put my phone away, and then a bulldozer came out of nowhere and like knocked this flaming truck like right next to me.
Unreal.
Wow.
The flames got so close that Alan's doors were charred. Not singed, not burned, charred. And his taillights full-on melted. It looks like, in fact, it doesn't even look real. If you see the pictures of this thing,
okay.
It just doesn't even look real. It looks just like somebody went, okay, yeah. You know, like bad movie makeup, but it's real. So Toyota heard about this and decided to replace his truck with a brand new Toyota Tundra.
Awesome.
Okay. Now, it looks like his Toyota Tundra has a big brother. You know what I mean? It looks like it had steroids, because he had a rack, you know, like over the bed, and they did a bigger, heavy duty roof rack.
Okay.
He had bigger tires. Now it's got bigger tires. It was lifted a little bit. Now it's lifted. Almost douche level. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, but yes, it still looks cool. Actually, I'm looking at that. I'm like, ooh, I need to do that to my truck. And they did. And they put a CO2 tank on board. You know what I mean? Just as a nod to wow. him. Here's the coolest part. So those charred doors on his old truck were something of a badge of honor. you know, to show that how close and you know, how close he came to losing his own life and what he did. So they went back in and did a custom paint job for him to recreate the look of those charred door panels.
Really?
And they even gave it some texture where the paint on his old truck had literally boiled and bubbled up.
Oh, my God.
They gave him the new truck last November, but they recently surprised him with the custom paint job, and the first pictures of it just hit social media.
That's neat.
Yeah. It is neat. And just one of those little touches to just show that you really care. Sometimes you want to show the scars. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's a good feeling story of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Spencer's challenge, Spencer's challenge, Spencer's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spencer's challenge. Yeah.
Hey, look at that. Lil Jess is back.
Hey.
Hi, buddy.
Hi.
It's so good. Honestly, it's so good to have you back.
Oh, good.
Really,
it's good to be back.
So good to have you back. Who's on the phone today?
Brock Williams of the Southwest.
Super P1D1AF Brock Williams, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. One and only.
Now these P1 power rankings are going to start shaking folks out of the woodwork that haven't been around for a while. How excited are you? Because you're one of the biggest Golden Knights fans I know. How excited are you that William Karlsson has re-signed?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. And to be honest, the best thing that happened in the draft, I hate to say it, I don't wish injury on anyone, but Krebs getting injured and falling to us is amazing.
Yeah. Look at that. He's going inside. He's going behind the glass.
Yeah.
Right there. On the, yeah, because both Kayla and Little Jess are going, I have no idea what
you're
talking about.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
No,
sounds exciting.
That's good, though. 5 questions, 30 seconds, pop culture ripped from the headlines. We do not say pass on this show. What do we say?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Let me ask you a question. Will you be cootering today, sir?
Not today.
Not today.
Not today.
Not today.
Not today.
Not today. Not today. No good comes of it. 30 seconds on the clock. Time will start when I read the first one. Here we go. Which NFL quarterback offered a guy $1,500 to change seats with him on a 10-hour flight and got himself turned down? Gotta go.
Dak Prescott.
A $7.8 million lottery jackpot is going to be shared by over 2,000 winners in which state?
Florida.
In an interview with Entertainment Weekly, who did Kevin Costner say almost played his role in Field of Dreams?
Oh, I know this. Dennis Quaid.
Nicki Minaj fired back at Miley Cyrus this weekend, calling her a what?
Ho?
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name, Spence's challenge. Yeah.
Yes, well played, sir.
That's
yes.
So awesome.
Yes.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's so funny.
I love him. I love him so much.
P1D1AF
Brock Williams today, brother.
Oh,
he's
P1 you,
power ranking, shaking everybody.
Oh, it's,
we have
right.
shaken the tree, and now they're all falling.
Isn't
out.
His Twitter handle like P1D1AF?
Super P1D1AF, yeah. The only one who has that distinction.
Yeah.
True story.
Put him on
God.
Well, let's just say it's Monday.
Yeah,
let's
right.
just say that. Same 5 questions, same 30 seconds. Time will start when I read the first one. Which NFL quarterback offered a guy $1,500 to change seats with him on a 10-hour flight and got turned down?
Sorry, Cam Newton.
No, sure, that's fine. A $7.8 million lottery jackpot is going to be shared by over 2,000 winners in which state?
It's North Carolina.
In an interview with Entertainment Weekly, who did Kevin Costner say almost played his role in Field of Dreams?
Robert Duvall.
Nicki Minaj fired back at Miley Cyrus this weekend, calling her a what?
A Purdue chicken.
And the U.S. women's national team plays today in the Women's World Cup round of 16. Who are they playing?
España!
España! Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge. Yeah!
Made Monday morning light work out of that. Light work. Which NFL quarterback offered a guy $1,500 to change seats with them on a 10-hour flight? Got himself turned down. Super P1D1AF Brock Williams said...
Cam Newton?
And
no, he said Dak Prescott.
Oh, he said Dak Prescott.
I was thinking of Spence, by the way.
Spence said...
Cam Newton.
Spence said Cam Newton.
Yeah.
That's correct. That is correct. It's Cam Newton, and there's video of it. And Cam can't believe it.
I wish I had money like that where I could sit there and go, I'm sorry, Mr. Dutton. And I dap and then say,
10-hour flight. I already bought my ticket. Yeah. You know, sorry, I don't buddy. Know. I don't know.
I like your hat, though.
And you're Cam Newton. Why didn't you just get your flight? Yeah, I don't know. A $7.8 million lottery jackpot's going to be shared by over 2,000 winners in which state? Brock Williams said.
Florida.
And Spencer.
North Carolina.
Yeah, it's North Carolina.
Booyah! Booyah!
So they got a game called Pick Four, okay?
Yeah.
And if you pick all four, you get the jackpot. Jackpot's $7.8 million. Over 2,000, in fact, I believe it was 2014 people got all four numbers on Saturday night. Those four numbers, that is a lot of people. Those four numbers were 0000.
No.
Over 2,000 people picked it, and yeah. So they got to split the $7.8 million.
They get $3,900 each, which is still cool, but
yeah.
Not as cool as
$7.8 million.
No. In an interview with Entertainment Weekly, because that new show Yellowstone is out, I was like, why is everybody talking to Kevin Costner? Because that show Yellowstone's back for another season.
Okay.
In an interview with Entertainment Weekly, who did Kevin Costner say almost played his role in Field of Dreams? And Brock said,
"Ooh, I know this one. Dennis Quaid."
You did not know this one. Spence said,
"Robert Duvall."
Robin Williams.
Oh, really?
Robin Williams was white hot. Robin Williams was white hot then and was doing dramatic roles, and so Kevin Costner was tied up in another project, so they were gonna go with Robin Williams. And Kevin Costner said, they were like, we really want you, and we'll wait for you. And he goes, no, why don't you just go with Robin Williams? And they said, because we really believe that he's hearing voices in the corn. We want a guy that doesn't believe the voices in the corn are real.
Okay.
And so they're like, and whether that's true or not, it's a funny story. And so there you
go.
That's
very funny.
Nicki Minaj. Oh, and by the way, that's three for Spence. And Nicki Minaj fired back at Miley Cyrus this weekend, calling her a what? Brock said?
A hoe.
A hoe? He said? Wow. A hoe? I believe the answer is hoe. Well, you know what? It made a lot of sense.
It was very funny.
Made a lot of sense.
It did.
Not right, but it made a lot of sense. Spence said...
Purdue chicken
is what she did.
Booyah! 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 Booyah!
That seems racist, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
I don't know what it means.
And by the way, Purdue chicken tweeted at Nicki Minaj and Miley Cyrus saying, we don't know nothing about beef. See, chicken and beef.
Awesome.
We don't know nothing about beef. That's what they said. I went, somebody's on it. That's funny.
That's a good follow-up.
That is four for Spence. And the U.S. Women's National Team.
Three.
Oh, no, three. Yeah, never mind. It really doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
But you are right, Kayla. It is three. The U.S. Women's National Team plays today in the Women's World Cup round of 16. Who are they playing in, Brock?
Ran out of time.
Yeah, never got there. Spent a lot of time on the front end.
It's Spain, though.
Cost him on the back end. Spence said...
España!
Yeah, he would have got it, but it was too late, and it wasn't enough, and it doesn't matter, because Spence got
Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name, Spence's challenge.
And it's a challenge.
Okay.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings
on 98.5 KLUC.
If I am not mistaken, we know her quite well from Facebook, but we don't see her very often on the show. Who's on the phone, Little Jess?
Well, she's about to pass out. Tiffany Warren from the Northwest.
Why are you about to pass out? Why?
Oh, because I'm so excited.
Are you the same? Are you the same Tiffany Warren from Facebook?
Of course I am.
The same Tiffany Warren? The same Tiffany Warren that's going to Lady Gaga?
Yes.
Is that why you're about to pass out?
Yes, I'm so excited. And, oh my gosh, I'm so excited for the next part, too.
Well, there's a part in the middle. There's a part in the middle that I realized. So we do a thing called the 177-second survey. We did it about 45 minutes ago. And one of the things that I was truly interested in, that because it's a concept that I don't understand.
Yeah.
Carrie Underwood told People magazine that she schedules crying sessions. Okay? That sometimes, here's the quote, sometimes I feel like I just need to cry for no reason. And there's not anything that happened. And I've learned to be okay with that. Whereas 5 or 10 years ago, I would have been like, oh my God, something's wrong with me. I called my mom and I said, I need to schedule myself a cry. Is that weird? Her mom said, I've been doing it for years.
Huh.
Now I'm familiar with this, that something will pop up and like I'll get emotional with it. And yeah. I'll be like, whew, I feel cleansed.
Mm-hmm.
Scheduling crying sessions. I'll start with Kayla. Scheduling.
I'm the resident crier.
No. I'm just starting with you because I need to start somewhere.
Okay.
Is that your crying sessions? Is that a thing?
I didn't think it was, but I did realize when this was brought up a few minutes ago, I did think about this morning. I intentionally did not watch the Nipsey Hussle Award last night from the BET Awards. He got the Humanitarian Award. I intentionally didn't watch that because I knew it was going to be an emotional speech because his whole family was going to be up there. And so I watched it this morning and his mom had me just in tears crying and his grandmother was up there. So I kind of did that this morning because I cried this morning with the intention of it.
Knowing what you know now, does this sound like something you might be inclined to do?
Absolutely. I cry every day. And it's not necessarily.
Do you?
Yeah, I cry every day. But it's not necessarily
usually
like
right
a bad.
It's not during
the show. It's not because of the show or anything like that. It's like sometimes you just need to cry. So like I'll get home and like my niece sent me a really nice message and I'll cry from that or whatever. You know what I mean? Like it's a happy cry. It's a sad cry.
Tiffany,
but
is crying sessions, does this make sense to you?
Yeah. Like if I'm in that kind of state where I feel like if I cry, I'll just feel better. That's what I do. I put on like the sappiest movie I can find and just cry it out.
Yeah.
Would you go as far as to schedule that out?
I wouldn't schedule it, but I would sometime during that day have to make sure I cry.
I just got a message. Every mom knows.
Yeah.
That's
Every
what it
mom
said.
Knows.
Every mom knows. You buy that, little Jess? Your mom? Yeah, but that's not you. You're not that person.
Yeah, I'm not.
Although you're a leaker.
I
am a crier for sure, but there's no. I've tried for so many years to try to control it. I talk myself through it. I could never schedule it. I kind of feel like you're taking away the authenticity
spontaneity.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, well, don't take that from you.
No, don't you?
You need that release? Yeah, you need that release.
Yeah.
It's like people who schedule sex.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I can't. Tuesday night. Okay,
let's not
Tuesday
knock
night.
This, guys.
Here we go.
Having a schedule is pretty important.
Honey,
okay.
Spontaneous is better.
To schedule sex, that means you have to have somebody willing to do it with you.
That's, I wasn't talking to you. I wasn't talking about myself either. I was, you know, for the people in the room that are, you know, actually. So, okay, that was interesting. And I know the part you're most excited for, Tiffany. I mean, the Lady Gaga's great, but it's not the best part.
Oh, no. Kayla's joke is the best.
Yeah, Kayla's got a joke. Yeah. Kayla's got a joke.
So what what did the 0 say to the 8?
I don't know. What did the 0 say to the 8?
Thank you, Tiffany. What did the 0 say to the 8?
Nice belt.
Oh, no.
That's a Kayla. Good one.
Khalid living up to all expectations over the weekend. On a scale of 1 to 10, Lil Jess, what would you give that Khalid show?
Probably an 8.
A solid 8?
An 8.
A solid 8.
You know, because he's not a dancer like we referenced earlier. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Yeah, but an 8.
More dancing would have given him a 10.
He's not pink. He's not
more
twirling around.
Yeah, but I don't want Khalid dancing.
He's not a dancer. He's a singer.
No. Although, if Khalid busts out moves, then I go, you know what I mean? It's like,
he can dance.
All of a sudden, because he's mellow, you know what I mean? He's low key.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, if he starts busting out moves, then it's like,
yeah, but I mean, you could do things other than dance. You can do like Travis Scott did a roller coaster in his, which was really cool. So I'm just saying, like, you could have an 8 show, but make it a 10 by bringing something else other than just dance moves.
Dragons.
Oh, a dragon.
Because right now it's topical.
Yeah.
You know, still, I mean, Game of Thrones just ended. Dragons would have been cool.
Dragons and robots are really sharp right now.
Yeah, robots. Robot dragons.
Jeff Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess.
I listen in the mornings.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
By the way, an update. Apparently there was a discussion over the weekend. Because this came to us late last week, and I said, yeah, we'll get it on as soon as we can, you know, yada, yada. So the gentleman involved has agreed to abide by whatever decision is made during this P1 squirt.
Okay.
Apparently, the other person involved has also agreed.
Really?
That whatever you decide. I had no idea this show would ever become this important.
We're actually mediators.
We're actually getting something done today with a, hey, do I got to give that dog back edition of the P1 Squirt. It's the P1 Squirt. It's the P1 Squirt. So here's the deal. A gentleman named Jeremy reached out. He says about 6 months ago, my elderly neighbors asked if I wanted to adopt their terrier mix since they were going to sell their house. Apparently, the dog had belonged to the neighbor's youngest stepdaughter, but she abandoned it, or, you know, gave it to her parents. She abandoned the dog after she broke up with her boyfriend and moved in with some other people who didn't allow pets. It was a source of great frustration for my neighbors because they just kind of dumped the dog on them. The dog was sweet and well-trained, and I agreed to take him in. Only now the stepdaughter has reached out to me on Facebook saying she wants to pick up her dog. I declined. She got abusive.
Dang.
I blocked her. But I have since gotten feedback from my friends saying that I should have given the dog back since I don't fully understand the stepdaughter's situation. I told them, I don't think it really matters. A pet is not something that you can just stick in storage until it is convenient. And they've since agreed to, we've done some back and forth. Jeremy has agreed to abide by your ruling, P1s. As does this stepdaughter. Because he told her that, you know, I guess he copied her on it. Mm.
So let's make sure we're murky on this.
Yeah, right? Just say somewhere in the middle. 702-364-9898. Does he have to give the dog back? JJ already wants to jump in. JJ, does Jeremy have to give the dog back?
Hell no.
Not just no, hell no.
Why?
Hell no.
Just like you said earlier, you can't just put a dog on layaway or abandon it and then come back when all of a sudden everything is perfect in your life. It's a commitment. It's almost like having a member of your family. I don't want to go as far as maybe saying having a kid because some people get offended by that nowadays.
Sure.
But it's a member of your family. You can't just abandon it and then all of a sudden be like, oh, hey, guess what? I want to have you back all of a sudden, even though somebody else is taking care of this animal, this pet, this family member, and you can't just take it away from that person because they're doing everything that they are responsible a person would do.
So one vote, Jeremy.
Got it.
Okay. Right.
Thank you, JJ. Good work.
All right, thanks.
You know what? I'll start with one, and then you grab the rest of them because the phone lines have just absolutely flooded. Okay. Hi, it's KLUC. You are on the air right now. What is your name?
Shannon.
So obviously you have agreed to be on the air. That's good. Thank you.
Yeah.
So Shannon, who are you with? Are you with Jeremy or the stepdaughter, I guess is what we'll call her.
Well, in the state of Nevada, I think it's like 5 days. After you abandon a dog for 5 days, it's no longer legally yours.
There's a law?
Legal stuff.
Oh, yeah. Really? Okay.
So, like, when you find a stray, and it might just be a lost dog, and a rescue group or the Animal Foundation has a certain amount of time that they hold the dog for somebody to come and say, I lost my dog, here it is. So after that five-day period has passed, you have it's assumed that you have lost ownership of the dog.
By the way,
you don't have any legal right to that dog.
By the way, side note, animal drop-offs skyrocket at the Las Vegas Animal Foundation, says the headline from a week ago, just so you know.
So, I mean, if it was 6 months and then he's had that dog for a while from the parents, that's way over. She has no legal right to the dog.
Yeah, she...
Or moral right.
She dumped the dog. You know what's funny? I don't know how long he's had the dog. But they... Well, about 6 months ago. No, 6 months ago. Yeah, you know, you're right. So then she... I wonder how long the step-parents had the dog before they talked to Jeremy. I didn't ask that question.
Yeah. Oh, well, no, I just know how I feel about this. So
and it's more than 5 days doesn't even matter then. So
well, that's the okay.
The legal part.
Yeah, but
sure.
there's the legal part, and then there's the moral part. You know what I mean?
Well, if you abandon it, if you walk away from your kid for 6 months, you don't have a moral right to your kid either.
No. So you're that's two votes, Jeremy?
Yep.
Two votes, Jeremy.
Got it.
Two votes, Jeremy. Noted. Thank you very much.
It's locked in. It's locked
it's
in.
Locked in. Well, it's official. You hear the bell. That's it. That's binding. Ram, what do you say?
Hey, guys. I say, you know what? You know me. You know Stark. Take a long walk on a very short pier.
But not with the dog.
No, no, obviously.
No, of course not now with the dog. It's like, you gave it up, you lose it.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, three votes. So right now, unanimous in Jeremy's favor. Oh, I'm so sorry. Hang on 1 second. I'm going to put you back on hold. We've got Carly on the Southwest, but she's still talking to her. I got to... Hey, little Jess, I got to be able to talk to him really quick, if you don't mind. If you could put Carly on hold, that'd be great. Thank you. Yeah, just grab names. Carly in the Southwest, where are you voting on this?
I'm voting with him keeping the dog.
So another vote, Jeremy. Unanimous for Jerry. Jeremy, so let's do this. Kayla, where are you at?
I am... I just have a question. Did they ask the stepdaughter before they gave the dog away to the neighbor, Jeremy?
Don't know.
That's the problem that
don't
I
have
with
info.
This. Because I am team Jeremy all the way, but my one little thing is like, if they didn't ask her...
And I will counter that with the words abandoned and dumped.
Yeah.
And if she had said, hey, can you take care of Binky until I get back on my feet, then it's a different thing. Team Jeremy. No question.
Here's what I think we need to find now. I think we see which way this is going.
Yeah.
Can somebody make a solid case? If you're voting, so let's go through again. Jacqueline, who are you voting with? Jeremy or the stepdaughter?
Oh, Jeremy for sure.
Okay. Sean, Jeremy or the stepdaughter?
Jeremy.
Okay. Wanda, Jeremy or the stepdaughter?
Jeremy.
By the way, they have agreed to go by your decision on this. And right now, overwhelmingly, Jeremy. Is it Zira?
Zyra.
Zyra. Hi, Zyra. Yes.
Hello.
Jeremy or the stepdaughter?
Jeremy. And I have a very similar situation that I can actually go by.
Can you hang on 1 second and let us know?
Yeah.
Here's what I'm looking for now. We'll get Jason out of the way, too. Jason, Jeremy, or the stepdaughter?
I'm with the stepdaughter.
My man, because that's what I wanted to hear. That's what I wanted to hear. Because we haven't heard from anybody who can make a solid case on the stepdaughter's behalf. So right now, I think we've got it. Right now, Jeremy keeps the dog.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
But if you can make a solid case for the stepdaughter, we need to hear from you. At 702-364-9898. We've already got Jason. We'll get you on the radio next.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen on the app
every morning, taking my kids to school.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
On 98.5 KLUC.
And they say, who gets the dog edition of the P1's Court? It's the P1's Court. It's the P1's Court. This happened as I wrote. Well, here, let me recap the story. So Jeremy was contacted by his neighbors, his elderly neighbors, who were selling their house about 6 months ago and asked him if he wanted to adopt their terrier mix because they were selling the house. So apparently the dog had belonged to their youngest stepdaughter, but she abandoned the dog. The word abandoned was used after she broke up with her boyfriend and moved in with some people who didn't allow pets. This dog apparently was a source of great frustration for Jeremy's neighbors. So he took the dog in. She reached out to him, says, hey, come and get the dog. And he's like, yeah, I don't think so. And she got abusive. He ended up blocking her. But now some of Jeremy's friends have told him, her dog.
Right.
Give her the dog. They have both agreed to abide by it sounds so official when you say the word abide. They have both agreed to go by the ruling that you have made here in the P1's court. And right now, it's not even close. Like right now, it's ridiculously one-sided for Jeremy. Zyra, you had a situation that was almost just like this.
Yes, so I adopted a dog from the NSPCA. And, you know, I kept him for about a year and a half, and I had to move. I unfortunately couldn't take him with me. So I offered him to my cousin. The contract that you sign at the NSPCA is that if you cannot take care of your dog anymore, you have to take him back. So I didn't want to do that. This was a great dog, and I just could not take him with me. So she agreed to take him. So now, you know, I'm better off in a better place, whatever. And my son asked me, can I get my dog back? And I said, no, we can't do that. I would love to ask her for the dog back, but I can't do that. That's selfish of me to just be like, hey, you know, well, thanks for spending your money and your time and your love and everything with my dog, but I want him back now. That's selfish of me, not just for my son. Yeah, he wants him back, but I can't do that to the dog, and I can't do that to my cousin. You know, they love him, and they spent time, they spent money and everything, and yeah. He's well-trained now, and I can't. I would love to have him back. He's a great dog. He's super cute. He's awesome, you know, and I just can't do that to either the dog or my cousin. And as much as I would like to give the dog back to my son, I can't.
No, we get it. No, we get it. We know, because you know what I mean? Like, you've said it and then, you know what I mean? And then said it again. Yeah. So we get it. Did not expect that story.
No.
That was not the story I expected. So
right.
Proud of you. Proud of you for being an adult.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In this situation.
Yeah. So. And every time I come over and I see the dog, he's everywhere, all over me, all over my kids. Ugh. And my son asked me, please, can you ask her, can we take him back? I'm like, no. It's not going to happen.
You can come visit.
And they're not interested.
Know? Yeah.
They're not. Right. Would they fight you on it if you did ask?
Well, you know, and maybe not. She also was moving not that long ago, and she asked me if I can take him back because her mom didn't want him in the new house, and I couldn't because I just have a newborn, and I know this dog is high maintenance. He's okay. Super hyper. He's hey, all yeah. over.
Hey, for a price and though, I can dog nap him for you. I can make it happen. That way the cousin doesn't know. They'll be sad that the dog disappeared, but the dog will be yours.
Right.
Until they go over to Zyra.
You have to hide the dog when they come over.
Yeah, you have to hide the dog.
Not my problem.
It'll be hard because it's a hyper dog.
You've done your part. Yeah, you've done the dog napping. Yeah, what happens after that? Zyra, that's a great story. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Now, this thing's kind of already put to bed, it seems like, Jason, but I don't know. You do believe that you have a good case to make for the stepdaughter getting her dog back.
I do. I've been in the exact situation as the daughter. And I think what's challenging is we don't have all the information. There's 100 unanswered questions. Most importantly, we only have one side of the story. I think abandon is probably a strong word. When I got divorced, I had to ask my parents to take care of my dog for a little while. And the reality is, like, life's tough. Sometimes you can't get where you want to be to get your dog back as fast as you'd like to. So I could see the parents just kind of being like, this is dragging on, we got to go. And I don't think the daughter probably ever got a choice in the matter. So the parents sell the house. They say, okay, neighbor here, take the dog. I don't think the daughter's ever coming back to get it. She says she is, but it doesn't seem that way. She's not making any attempts. And so if the daughter never got a choice in the matter, she never got to talk to Jeremy, she never got to provide any input, who are the parents to give the dog away when they agreed to watch the dog until she could get it back? If she wanted to abandon the dog, she would have taken it to, you know, the shelter. But instead, she asked her parents to watch it until she could get the dog back. Now she's in a position to get the dog back. She should get the dog back.
Well stated, well thought out, well presented.
Yeah.
You're completely wrong, Jason. But no, have a great day. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. My only thing is, why wait 6 months?
Yeah.
Why not?
6 months plus at that point.
Yeah.
Because the dog had been with them, and then 6 months ago they moved out. So it's.
Again, I think we're done on this. I mean, if we're doing it strictly by votes, Hot Chick Val, you want to make a case for the stepdaughter.
Yes. Good morning, Boo. Hey.
Good morning.
Hey. Good morning, guys.
Hey, we literally have like 45 seconds, so we got to
go. Okay. So on the surface, I was Team Jeremy, but then I thought about it. It's not about who this or that and who's right or wrong. It's about who loves the dog more. He's had 6+ months. She may have had 6+ years. We don't have all the facts. And if you invested that much time in that animal. You love that animal. She was just trying to get back on her feet. She didn't want to have to get rid of her dog. And now she's at a place where she can get it. She's probably heartbroken not to have it because she probably truly loves that animal. She probably truly loves her dog. And Jeremy, he did a good thing, but he's, you know, 6 months in.
Understood. Understood. Yeah. No, and I think that's, again, that's also well thought out. Mm-hmm. Who was the guy a minute ago? Jason? What was his name? Jason, a minute ago? Jason, very well thought out. Hot Chick Val, very well thought out. We're going to bring Saudi in a minute. She's been a P1 for a long time at this show. I trust her, and I want to hear what she thinks. And I have an idea, because she wants to make a case for the stepdaughter as well.
Right.
I think, at least in my view, Jason, Hot Chick Val, and Saudi will all make my point even clearer. And I'm on Team Jeremy.
All right.
Okay.
Come on. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
98.5. Yeah. KLQC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real funny. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
All right, final arguments on a P1's court. It's been overwhelming in Jeremy's favor so far. He's the guy that adopted the dog from his elderly neighbors who were trying to sell their house. They had gotten the dog from their youngest stepdaughter. And now she wants the dog back. After 6 months, she wants the dog back. He said, no, she got abusive. He blocked her on social media, but now some of his friends are like, eh, you probably have to give the dog back. And Saudi, you also believe that the dog needs to go back to the stepdaughter.
I believe we don't have all the facts. I believe that you heard one side of an argument, and it is completely biased. When he uses things like, she was abusive, what does that mean? She kept calling him because he wouldn't give her what she wanted, or was she like calling him names? When they say that it was a problem, the dog was a problem for the grandparents, what does that mean? Like, you heard one side. Where's her story? Where's her letter? I mean, all the words, abandoned, like, okay, pull on your heartstrings. Of course you guys feel bad for her or for him. But is he being honest and fair with his state, like his argument, or is he just telling you what you guys want to hear so he wins? Because I know that's how I would write the letter. It sounds like a senior going against an eighth grader in a debate argument. She has nothing to say. So when I hear what she has to say, what happened to her? Like, was she abandoned by her boyfriend? Did she get stuck with an apartment, had to move out, and no place to live?
She has agreed to abide by the ruling of the P1's court.
Completely understand. But she also doesn't sound very bright to let someone else write the letter. Doesn't mean she doesn't love her dog, though. I see where everyone's argument is. I would say the same. If you left a dog with me, I probably wouldn't want to give it back either. But if we're smart, intelligent people that we should be, you should always take both sides of the story. And you should hear from her before making a real judgment, especially about an animal's life.
You're calling the rest of us dumb? So you're saying the rest of us that are on Saudi side, you're saying we're dumb?
No, I just think we kind of went for the star headline, the National Enquirer type thing. You read the headline and you didn't get everything in there. Like, what was the rest of it? And I feel like there's a lot of stuff missing. It just sounds a little bit too good to be true that his story is just so sad.
Here's the part that I know that we don't need to know, at least for my money, and I'm totally Team Jeremy, and I'll tell you why. Obviously, and whether this was in or out or whatever, she never said, hey, this is temporary. I'm going to want to get this dog back. She obviously never said that to her step-parents.
Or else
Because otherwise...
How do you know that? Because how many times
how do you know she didn't? How do you know she didn't? You know what? I can tell you how I know that. Because they would have said to Jeremy, and he would have most likely included that in the story. It's too easy to call that out.
Yeah. Well, maybe I think we're giving him a little too much credit.
All right. Okay. So are you on the stepdaughter side or on Jeremy's side?
Oh, I think I lost you. Sorry.
Are you? So which side are you on? Who gets the dog?
I was playing devil's advocate. He gets the dog still.
She gets the dog. All right.
He gets
the dog.
I was just playing devil's advocate for fun for you guys.
Just being a pain in the neck. Yeah. Fine.
Of
That's, you know what?
I
love you.
Love you back. Have a great day. I love her.
I would like to come out to the homes and inspect the homes.
You don't get that opportunity. We don't have time. Look what time it is. Look what time it is. Stop it.
Stop.
God.
Just for the best living conditions for the child.
Okay,
that's
great. You see what time it is. Yeah. Okay, thank you. Who gets the dog?
I'm going to abstain.
You know, no.
Saudi has given me a good point where you
make
I don't know the other side of the story.
Make a choice.
Stay with
me. Make
Jeremy.
A choice.
Jeremy gets the dog. Hush your mouth.
Well, Jesse gets the dog.
Look, the parents know their daughter. This is why they use the word adopted.
I don't have time for any of
Jeremy
this.
Jeremy gets
thank
the
you.
Dog.
My God, you guys know we break at 8:27, right?
Oh,
it's
we're late.
Almost 8:29. What the hell are we doing here? Can I tell you
something? Woo! It's Jeff Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC. Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
Hey, look at that. Lil Jess is back. Who's contestant number one?
Rebecca Orndorff from Summerlin.
Rebecca, what's your buzzer going to be?
Girly.
Okay.
Just hit the buzzer again just for fun, just so we know what it sounds like.
Girly.
Oh, okay. I like it. Contestant number two.
Jonathan Gagne from the Southwest.
Jonathan, what are you going to do for a buzzer today?
Beep, beep.
Okay. Simple, classic, clean.
It'll work.
Clean. I like it. Spence is the judge of who buzzes in first. He shall not be questioned. Kayla is the asker of the questions, and here's question number one.
A crazy man showed up to Halle Berry's house and was arrested for trying to steal her what? Her car, her shoe collection, or her entire house?
Beep, beep.
Jonathan?
Her entire house.
Her entire damn house. Yes. Mm-hmm. He walked in, was trying to change the locks, a couple of people. And it's not the house she lives in. She's got two houses. She's got more than one house in LA.
Yeah.
But so a couple of workers show up and they go, "You don't belong here." He called the cops on them. They're trespassing on my property.
Yeah.
Just trying to squat.
He fooled a locksmith into coming with him to change the locks. Like, that's crazy.
Locksmith don't know.
I know.
Locksmith don't
all
know.
All right, change the
locks. Well, he had dummied up some paperwork.
Yeah. But the funny thing
was, he tried to show the cops like a deed.
Okay.
But it was so obvious, I guess, like they saw it instantly. They're like, no, this is fake.
Yeah, this like, isn't right. This isn't right. One zip for Jonathan. Here's question two.
Who won the humanitarian award at last night's BET Awards? Was it Nipsey Hussle, Beyonce, or Ice-T?
Beep, beep.
Jonathan again?
Yeah, don't everybody Beyonce. Answer at once. Beyonce. No.
Rebecca, was it Nipsey Hussle or Ice-T?
Nipsey Hussle.
Was it Nipsey Hussle? Sure was. And look at that. We are tied at one. And listen, soccer's coming on in a few minutes. We can't be bothered. We're completely distracted. So we're just going to keep this super simple. And we'll just keep this down to one USA, USA, USA game-winning point.
It's official. Who has been charged in connection with a strip club fight back in 2018? Is it Shia LaBeouf, Cardi B, or Iggy Azalea?
That is Jonathan.
Cardi B.
Is it Cardi? Strip club fight?
No.
What?
What?
No. Not Cardi B. Is it Cardi B? Dramatic pause. Yeah, Cardi. It's Cardi B. Although I wouldn't put it past Iggy Azalea just to get the headlines. But it was definitely Cardi.
I was there. It was me.
Here's what's beautiful about this, Rebecca. Even though you don't get to choose, you are still going to get to win. So please stay on hold just for a second, all right? And Jonathan, you're going to get your choice between the Aces on Saturday and NBA Summer League. And more than that, let it be written. Till the dawn of time. Till the end of history. It is here in the permanent record that on Monday, June 24th, 2019... Jonathan Gagne of the Southwest was the champion of
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
Good feeling story of the day is coming up in just a minute. Before we jump into that, Kayla, you're the queen of all weddings.
Yes, I am.
How many weddings do you believe you've been in? If
been
you had to guess,
in, I've been in it 20.
At least.
At least, yeah.
At least.
Been in 20 at
have
least.
Have you been? How many times have you been maid of honor?
Oh, maid of honor, five.
Dang.
Yeah, five times.
Dang.
I split the duties a lot of times, but because that seems to be common anymore. But yeah.
She's well-loved.
She really is. She's well-loved. Kayla's
I'm very
well-loved.
I'm very good at being a bridesmaid. I think there's a difference. I am for hire.
It makes me want to get married and not invite you.
You're such a jerk.
That sounds bad.
Yeah, it does.
You said one time that you think it might be your best quality. Might be the thing you're best at,
yeah.
Being a bridesmaid.
And when I found out a few years ago that bridesmaid for hire was a thing, I was half tempted to like start a website and be like, I am good for the weekends if you need me.
It's like Tinder for bridesmaids.
Yeah. They're just renting
you out for the night. Yeah.
But you organize. The thing is, it's like having a second wedding coordinator because they handle all of the side stuff as opposed to like the wedding coordinator handles like the wedding stuff,
right,
and the reception and everything. Your bridesmaid for hire handles everything else, like your bachelorette party,
sure,
and all that. Yeah.
What's the most bridesmaids you've ever seen in a wedding that you can think of?
I was in a wedding with 14.
How about this?
Dang.
A woman has 34 bridesmaids.
What?
34
ridiculous
bridesmaids. And here's her justification for it.
Six of the ladies were actually my biological sisters, and the rest of them either went to school with me, high school, college, or I worked with them, or they just came into my life.
So essentially everybody you've ever met.
Yeah,
anyone you ever had a casual meal with.
Yeah. I worked with them. So yeah, come on, be a bridesmaid.
There's not 34 people I would invite to my wedding if I was getting married. That I could go, okay.
We had 48.
Yeah.
We literally had 48. It was the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
You got to think, because then oh my God. Because then he has to get a matching amount. Do you think that?
Nah.
No.
No?
No.
He had two.
No.
His brother and his stepdad.
As I recall, I had more groomsmen than Amy had bridesmaids.
One more, I think.
Yeah, because somebody walked with two.
Mm-hmm.
Was the deal.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we just. But I'm 34.
That's ridiculous.
I thought you would find
that's
interesting.
That's impressive.
Good morning.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC. The greatest person in the world.
Kayla looks ready.
Well, I started this show with this guy, so it feels appropriate to give him my greatest person in the world, Logan, who I met this Saturday when I was at a Cookie Cutters Haircuts for Kids. Just the sweetest boy on the planet, and they hung out all afternoon. We ate cotton candy together and Marco's pizza, and then I wasn't allowed in the bouncy house. Discrimination against older people, but I understand it was not any taller than my waist, so that makes perfect sense. But Logan, you really did bright my weekend, so you is, bud.
The greatest person in the world.
Similar notion. Friday night, got to host the Heroes with Heart Gala for Trauma Intervention Program. The folks at TIP, they do amazing, amazing work. And then they turn around and recognize first responders that have done an exceptionally good job with people's emotional needs on their calls. You know, like they talk about it where it's not just another 419. 419 is when they're going to show up and there's going to be a body.
Right.
And that, you know, and that it's more than just another one of those calls. So those folks, Aces fans, Saturday night were just ridiculously good.
Cool.
And it's so much fun. And then last night, Natalie Winslow is the new Mrs. Nevada America, and Trinity McDonald is the first ever Miss Nevada for America.
Oh.
New Queens last night. So a busy weekend and a lot of great folks, and just those. We'll spread a bunch of the love around.
The greatest person in the world.
Let me throw some of this to Jay Rose. Lil
yes,
Jess.
Thank you
for coming back to us.
Of course. Thank you for still having my seat
here.
Yeah,
sure. No, it's the least we could do. No, it's good to have you back. And who's your greatest
thank
person?
Thank you. My greatest person is a passionate guy who throws himself into everything that he does.
Oh my God, you don't have to.
As soon as he has an instinctive thought, he puts 100% action into it. I love this guy.
It's
He's deeply devoted to his friends. He is Woody from Disney Pixar Toy Story 4.
Wow.
Dude.
Woody, you're the best. I love you.
Okay.
I can't wait for number 5.
Okay.
Woody from Disney Pixar Toy Story 4. You is
the greatest person in the world.
Becky forever.
Good sell. I thought you were doing the kiss ass job. I thought you were giving it to Chet.
Because
Chet had so much stuff going on. I'm like,
I knew it wasn't me.
Oh,
I knew. Trust me. I knew it wasn't.
Could have given me 1,000 guesses.
Will you take us home, sir?
You know what? It's all about the World Cup for this cowboy, especially right now, is trying to get the show done so I can watch U.S. and Spain.
Yeah, I'm not even looking at Spence right now. I'm watching my screen.
What's kind of cool, though, is on Google, their Google Doodles. They're celebrating the World Cup, so they're rotating these Google Doodles.
Spain almost scored.
Sweden, Canada.
Jesus.
U.S. and Spain with this artwork. Like, for instance, the United States has a Lady Liberty-looking woman who's doing, like, a sliding tackle, and the American flag's in the background, and the fans are cheering. And it's just kind of cool. But to support U.S. soccer and Women's World Cup, I got to give it to the Google Doodles. You is.
The greatest person in the world.
But I do dig this because it does have that feel that we're kind of all together. Like, we've got a shared experience right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It feels love like, it. Oh, get up. You're not hurt. Oh, no, that's ours. Never mind.
She is.
Oh, no, she's. No, I'm sure she's terribly hurt. And that Spanish girl should be punished for cheating.
Finally, all of that listening pays off.
Yay! All right.
It's the Chet Buchanan Show's final exam.
All right, little Jess, who we got on the phone? Oh, wait, I should turn your mic on. Okay, there we go.
It is John Stewart of Henderson.
Jay Stu.
Yeah.
Thank you for the Starbucks today, sir.
But of course.
Very nice of you.
It's very sweet.
Turn your mic on.
Well, I thought I did. Apparently, I did
not. We're all distracted watching the soccer.
Trying to watch soccer.
Yeah, let's get it, John. Let's get this over with so we can watch the soccer. USA almost scored. Now we got a goal kick, so it's boring now. So yeah. We'll do this. Carrie Underwood does it. Lil Jess says she would never do it because it takes away from the spontaneity. Kayla's interested because she loves the schedule. What is it?
It is scheduling crying sessions. And although, Chet, I know that you and I don't do it, we do that quite often together.
That's
adorable. You guys cry together?
That is adorable.
If you think this is going to help you in the P1 power rankings, it's actually hurting you. Gotta be honest.
What is it? Can you set this scenario for me? When are you guys crying together in unison?
Yeah, I'm interested. When does this happen?
When we're at fundraising events and there's a feel-good cause, it just happens.
Gotcha.
Once a year.
So you guys hold each other's hands?
At his event.
Okay.
Yeah, you're not helping. It's a little too familiar.
Hey, real fast. Honestly, this is an awesome bit. I just love the interaction among the P1s. And I could not even, I don't even have to be on the list. Just the fact that this is going on is, like, I consider you guys and the P1s family, and it's just cool to interact with everybody.
It's fun because it got everybody stirred up, and now everybody's aware of each other. And, like, you know, and seriously, John did come by and drop off Starbucks, but he also knew that Wayne the Flagger is right down the road at Jones and Warm Springs today, flagging. You'll see him. He's the one with the Chet Buchanan Show sticker on his stop sign.
So funny.
Until his boss sees it. And then, Jay Stu went and said hello to him.
Oh, that's sweet.
And by the way, for all those P1s are on there, if you go to KellyC.com and check out the P1 Power Rankings, I've made a link to everybody's Twitter so you can follow each other if you're not already and all that kind of
stuff. That's fine.
So yeah, thanks. That was helpful because I did that for sure.
And all nine of our listeners can get to know each other, which is pretty cool, which is really cool. Oh, by the way, we have Cowabunga Bay tickets for you. Congratulations.
Ooh, you know, I love the water.
All right, then. Good job, buddy.
Yes. Yes.
Well, because of all the crying sessions you guys have together.
Yes.
Yeah.
All of that.
Bullside and putting lotion on each other's backs.
Listen. I'm sorry, what? Hang on. U.S. has a free kick. We got to go. Everybody have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow for week number one.
Yes.
Week number one of the P1 Power Rankings. It will be a podcast, KLUC.com, after the show, approximately 24 hours from
now. All right.
Now. So everybody have a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. See you tomorrow, P1.
Come on. Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5. Yeah. KLUC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.